Training Center Petaluma, Captain Charles E. Fossey.
Good morning, I'm Ray, I'm a Proof, I'm a Sokolczyk, I'm a Dequacho, friends and family, all of our honored guests and distinguished guests, Training Center Petaluma shipmates and colleagues. I'm so thankful for all of you for being here to spend some time as we celebrate that time-honored tradition of out with the old and in with the new, although I recognize that I'm not the oldest captain on the stage here. But I'm just so thankful that you're all here, and we were worried about the weather, and the fog rolled in last night, and it kind of dialed in a good temperature, so it's not as hot. I read one set of remarks, thinking the weather was too hot, but I do have the extended version here, too, so the good news is you get to hear the extended set of remarks that I had. Well, Admiral True, thank you for your kind words and that recognition. I'm very humbled for that, and of course, like I would hope all good leaders would, and through my remarks, you see all of those achievements are a testimony to the great work of my training center teammates, colleagues, and those that support us, both internally in the Coast Guard and externally, partners throughout the local area. Sir, I do appreciate your strategic vision for your strong hands on such a great path as a Coast Guard enterprise, and you're going to help us to make everyone ready to meet all the Coast Guard mission requirements throughout the world. So thank you, sir, for your inspired leadership. And Admiral Ray, I'm a Sokolczyk, I'm a Quattro. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to be here. It's just very inspiring to see you here. Thank you for all you do leading our service. I know you're busy, so I'm just very humbled that you would take the time out of your day to join us here. Thank you so much. Now, you all might not know this, but Admiral Ray is the reigning Training Center Petaluma Chef Competition Champion. I took a little bit of risk in asking him to come do that for a third time. Because he was 0-for-2 for just a little while. In fact, this is the plaque that I was supposed to give him in 2014 upon his winning against Vice Admiral Nebinger, and, well, I still have it. Against Admiral Ray in the Lance versus Pack competition, he came through and came through with flying colors. I was very nervous that day because he told me, he said, Chuck, this is the last time. I'm never doing this again. So for my FS folks and everybody who judged that, thank you very much. Ms. Ray, thank you for being here, Donna. You are such an inspiration to all of us, to our spouse association, for our ombudsman team, for my family. You've been a great friend to Karen. Thank you so much for being here, for all the support you do for the Coast Guard. It is truly a treasure to have you amongst us. Thank you for all you do for our service, for our Coast Guard, for our families. You're wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm honored to welcome our local and regional government officials, emergency services, and law enforcement partners, members of the Marin and Sonoma County communities. You all have honored us frequently by your presence amongst our training center. Your support is unequivocal and very much appreciated. Thank you to Ms. Mills from Senator McGuire's office for joining us, and we do appreciate Senator McGuire's support to send you here, to ask you to come here, and you've been a treasure to us too, coming to visit us and presenting us. Just thank you so much. And Mayor Glass, thank you for all of your support as Mayor of Petaluma. You come here every time I've asked you for ceremonies, and you've spoken very eloquently about our partnership between Petaluma and the local area and this training center. And we do truly look forward to seeing Petaluma being a Coast Guard city sometime in the near future, and I'm looking forward to helping with that where I can. And we have a special relationship with our law enforcement, our EMS partners, our fire service partners. We depend on them to keep things safe and secure, and we pay that forward by helping the local community as well. If I could just ask, because I know Chief Parrish, I think, is here, Chief Williams, and I know Captain Palacio is here, at least from the CHP, and there are others. So all of our EMS, fire, and police partners, could you just please stand for me? I want to recognize you. It's not too hard to stand up. So remain standing if you won our last rib competition. Every April we have a wonderful barbecue rib competition, and the CHP always has it. We appreciate them being here in the partnership with our police chiefs and our police force, law enforcement, our fire service, and that truly helps us to be safer and more secure. We have Training Center Petaluma former commanding officers with us today, Captain Wolf, Captain Catalini, and Captain Marvin. Been nice enough to come here, and they have just been tremendous supporters of me and of this training center, and never to my face have they told me how much better things were here, but I appreciate that. We're also very happy to have other district and area leadership here, our captains and commanders and other folks. We appreciate your support, Captain Krabs, Captain Gimple, Chief of Staff of PAC Area and District 11, respectively. Thank you for your support, your guidance. You have been an inspiration to us as well. I saw on the list, Boston Chief Slade was going to be here. Are you in the audience somewhere? Boston, there you are. Thank you. So I pointed out Boston Slade is a commanding officer at Station Golden Gate and one of many shipmates that I've had the honor to see again. She was a seaman aboard the Coast Guard Cutter Mellon when I was a department head. So it's so wonderful to see people succeeding and doing well, and truly as a leader, that's what you want. You want to see everybody doing well and succeeding, and you've done great. And so thank you for being here. All the captains in the crowd, thank you for being here to let me know what it's going to be like every day at Coast Guard headquarters. without running into another Coast Guard captain. But thank you for being here. Coast Guard Academy Class of 92 is here in force, which I'm so thankful for. You all are such great friends. The Academy experience is something special, and I know I couldn't have made it through those 4 years without the people that are here, and for many years after that, in fact. It's hard for me to believe, and probably hard for you to believe, that you got Coast Guard captains in your midst from the Coast Guard Academy class of 92. I didn't think we were that old. We have a classmate who's the commanding officer of the Bark Eagle, and when we were third-class cadets on the Bark Eagle, the CO of Bark Eagle was old and ancient and crusty and salty. And, I think, well, at least we're not just that old. And then when I was presiding over the opening of the Whistler Sewage Plant, and they do these bronze plaques and names go on there, and my name is on that plaque. And so it's pretty cool to have your name on a sewage treatment plant. To a group, I said, I used to think only old freshman captains got the names on these bronze plaques, and I two lieutenants kind of look at each other, and he doesn't get it. Captain. So here we are. We have a number of veterans in the audience, and one of the things that when you think of Sonoma County, you might think of wine and dairy and all those kind of things, but Sonoma County is so good at supporting your veterans. And that has been so impressive to me. And just to give you a couple, and there's a lot of veterans in the crowd, but I'll highlight three of them. One of our Sonoma County's remaining Pearl Harbor survivors is in our crowd, Mr. Larry Petretti. Over the years, these Pearl Harbor survivors have graced us with their presence at chains of commands, and the numbers have gone down and down as time takes its toll. We're so happy to have you here, Mr. Petretti. Thank you for your service. Mr. Daryl Schumard is also here. He's a World War II T-47 bomber pilot. On his 22nd mission, he had to bail out of the enemy territory over the German landscape and was a POW until he was liberated in 1945. Thank you, sir.
Getting into my
ear.
You're sitting in the right place.
I don't think you expected me to call you out here. Dave Penske was an Air Force colonel. He flew over 614 combat missions over Vietnam, 1,000 hours in actual combat. Silver Star twice over, Bronze Star, Distinguished Flying Cross, Purple Heart, many other decorations in addition to that. If that's not enough, now he volunteers with the California Highway Patrol and does great work for them. And as we were talking at a couple of different events, we started narrowing, my dad was in the Air Force for 30 years, and we started talking through his story and the intersection of people's lives, and he went to Air War College with my father in 1978. Thank you for being here. You're getting the extended version. So, one more hero that I want to highlight. who served on a different front in World War II, but no less significant. Ms. Jill Robinson is with us, a 98-year-old hero that I had the fortune of meeting at our church that we went to, my family and I. Ms. Robinson is with us. She served in the Office of Naval Intelligence in Washington, D.C. at 23 years of age, and would brief Fleet Admiral King on a daily or weekly basis, who would then brief President Roosevelt about all things going on in different theaters of the war. Truly an amazing story. It's a really long story that I'd love to tell some other time to everybody, but she has just been a wonder to get to know. The one story that I'll pass on that she tells much better than me, but the fact that she had at one point an Enigma machine placed in front of her. Enigma machine Germans used to encrypt wartime communications, and she was asked to figure out how to work it. And being a civilian, you know, they, I might not have been able to pull it off. She said, no, I can't do that. Because she didn't know how to work it. But to have that kind of history still with us and still be able to tell those stories is just so wonderful. So we are really appreciative that she's here and still able to tell those stories. And thanks to all of our veterans in the crowd. I've been honored to get to know many of them. And those who supported our veterans, Kathy Morgan, Chris Smith, they're here today, and they just do a wonderful job making sure that our veterans are in the light as they should be. So thank you all. So with all of you, I recognize, I'm sorry, I've missed some, and Supervisor Rabbit's here too. I see you there. Sorry, I missed you. You're one of our Sonoma County supervisors. Sure, appreciate you being here and all of your support. And of course, my family is here. My mother and my brother Keith came from Southern Illinois all the way there through lost luggage and every other challenge to be here. And I'll say a little more about them here in a little bit. And of course, my wife, Karen, and my daughter Lauren, and I'll speak more about them here in just a minute. But I want to not get too far along before letting anybody, if you're here for Seafood Friday, this isn't the right place. okay, so I'll take a call out to my needs to go. Seafood Friday is so good, I'm not doing it today. So I stand before you today as the luckiest captain in the Coast Guard. Truly, there, in my opinion, is not a better position in the entire Coast Guard. I'm reminded of this frequently during flag officer visits and visits by colleagues, other captains. Now, other captains might argue that fact, but it's my change of command, so bear with me. Luckiest captain in the Coast Guard. After all, who gets to walk 7 minutes back and forth from their home to work, walking by the coffee shop, library, theater, chapel, police department, fire department, did I say coffee shop? So I should be in swimming pool gym. I should be the best caffeinated, most well-read. I should be up on all my movies. I should be in great shape. I don't know if I am, but you know, all those things, you know, who has that? I mean, it's just a great experience. At lunch, I get to walk home and have lunch with my family. We can go to the pizza shop or the best galley in the Coast Guard, and we even have lunchtime bowling. So, you know, one other 06 gets to attend 30 Chiefs Academy graduations to see our senior enlisted leaders develop their skills even further, preside over close to 9,000 students graduating from A&C schools, promote over 3,000 seamen and firemen to third-class petty officer, you know, with the right skills, the right knowledge to make a difference for our Coast Guard missions. We do truly see the future of the Coast Guard walking these 830 acres, and it's truly inspiring. I've had the honor to supervise ceremonies observing Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Victory in Europe Day, D-Day, Pearl Harbor Day, Patriot Day, every server's birthday, Coast Guard, our exos are busy. We do a lot. And all of those things just continue to make the experience so good. I've been invited to march with my shipmates in the Butter and Eggs Day Parade, the Veterans Day Parade, things in the local area. I was curtailed a little bit after my first surgery. It's March in the first Veterans Day Parade. Nothing like having the fire department roll down to the softball field with the captain laying on first base. The family coming down to watch the game and saying, who's on the ground? They were dead. One back surgery later, and Karen doesn't let me do intramural sports anymore. I would say intramural sports is one of the best things about this place, but I haven't gotten to do those. Thanks, Tom. You're right, though. I've had the privilege of serving also as presiding official over the Division 5 and Flotilla 55 change of watches. I think we have some auxiliaries in the audience, and thank you so much for all you do. We don't have a direct auxiliary connection, but you do have a great influence here. We now have a dispatcher from the auxiliary serving our, as our dispatch watch, and we have a medical officer helping with physical exams at our clinic, and that's a wonderful partnership we have. Oh, by the way, I also get to ride the ice cream bike on Coast Guard Day, and I get to ride the fire engine with Santa Claus over Christmas. You got to do that too, honey, I know. There are many more things that I could point to what makes me the luckiest captain in the Coast Guard, but I think you get the point. But, you know, what's really great is the people here. What really makes me the luckiest 06 in the Coast Guard are the people around you and all of you being here, all of you that support this training center, such high-quality people committed to making our nation safer and more secure for making sure that are taken care of. That's what makes, you know, me lucky, having all of you here with me and all that you do. In fact, that's what makes the Coast Guard lucky and the nation lucky to have people all like you here doing the things that you do. Now, hearing all that, you might say, well, Chuck, you're not the luckiest captain in the Coast Guard. That guy is. And I would agree with you. The best place to live, work, and train isn't just something that we say about Training Center Petaluma. It's not meant to be arrogant. It's not meant to be something that just exists as words on a marquee. Rather, it's meant to remind us that we're always striving for excellence. We're always striving to do our best in everything that we do. In fact, if we strive to be perfect, we hope to catch excellence along the way, which Vince Lombardi said some time ago. At a place as big as this, it's important for me that everyone here understands their place in the mission, that every unique thing that they do contributes to us achieving our Coast Guard missions, like the NASA janitor the one day that was asked, what does he do for a living? Is he pushing the broom? And he said, I put astronauts into space. Just like that, everyone, whatever they're doing here at this training center, it's important for me to for them to know that they contribute to us achieving our mission. The military, civilian, and contractor shipmates that you see around you today, serving in the training division, the finance division, engineering division, health services division, administrative division, training division, they just play a vital role in our overall mission process. And they come to work every single day intent on doing their best to contribute to achieving our vision and our mission. I'm so thankful for the honor and privilege to have served as commanding officer in such a great place with a great people doing great things, just as simple as that. As is usually the case, any accomplishments attributed to me, an award that was just read, a commendation award, that, a unit commendation that was read yesterday, is attributable to all the people around you, and it's very much attributable to my leadership team that works with me day in and day out to try and inspire our workforce. I've been blessed with two executive officers and two command master chiefs with unmatched work ethic and commitment to effectively leading this workforce. Commander Gibbons and Master Chief Spencer and Commander Scott and Master Chief Foster before them took on every challenge and opportunity and worked magic to assure our sustained excellence in our operations no matter what the circumstances. I fully expect that Commander Gibbons and Master Chief Spencer partnership to take Training Center Petaluma to new heights of excellence in the remaining 2 years here together. Thank you all for your support and service and for the friendships of your families to Karen and the girls. Some people will comment that it must be nice to have a staff judge advocate and a chaplain on staff. Well, the fact is that we have to have a staff judge advocate and a chaplain on staff because of all the things that go here, but we have had the best of the best in staff judge advocates and chaplains. Chaplain CEO, you and your family are wonderful. You've been wonderful friends. You've been a wonderful spiritual counselor. You've counseled just, he doesn't tell me how many students he counsels, and that's okay. But he really makes sure that people are resilient and are able to carry on with their duties. And Commander Fay, he isn't here, but he did just such a wonderful job with us. We have 127 family homes on base, so we need an ombudsman team that can help our families, whether they live on base or off base. And our ombudsman, Ashley Vanderjack and Christy Hayes, perfectly balanced what the XO and I needed to know and the things they could take care of, and we appreciate everything that they did. Now, none of these leadership team's accomplishments would be possible without our office administrator and our leader, Joy Connors. Joy, where are you at? Yeah, Joy keeps us on schedule. She keeps us, keeps the paperwork moving, keeps us moving in the right direction, kind of pushes us out of the office sometimes to get us where we need to be. Thank you so much for all you do. Now, if you let Jim come sit down, I saw he was having to stand under the tree out there. I'm not sure what he did. Now, another person who's been critical for us was Kara McElroy. I think Kara came all the way back up from L.A. to join us. Oh, where are you at, Kara? Kara, you know, in addition to the Women's Leadership Symposium that she helped us create from nothing here, along with a partnership with a lot of other people, She did so many projects, civilian hiring, actions, reorganizations. The list is just so long. I really appreciate all of your contributions here. You've been wonderful. We also depend upon the great support of the Chiefs Academy staff, Electronics Support Detachment at ALUMA, our Coast Guard Exchange Leadership and Management staff, our Visible Work Life staff, our other exchange services in the tailor shop and the barber shop. Is Lauren here today? Yeah, sorry, you've never had to cut my hair. it doesn't need to be cut out. Thanks for all that you do to keep us ship shape. I've been asked a few times to describe which of Training Center Petaluma's accomplishments are my favorite or most important. Now, I could read the Coast Guard unit accommodation that Admiral Troop presented to us yesterday, but I won't, and you're welcome. I appreciate Admiral Troop and Admiral Stowe recognizing us in that way, and of course, it's my Training Center shipmates and colleagues that earned all of that, so I can't just pick one, because all those accomplishments are meaningful, and they're meaningful not only here, but throughout the service. Now, what isn't found in statistics is how we have worked hard to create in Training Center Petaluma an environment that models honor, that models respect, and models devotion to duty and our Commandant's guiding principles as we meet our mission. That culture, that environment provides an example for our permanent staff and for our students as they depart here to perform the missions of the Coast Guard. They observe the highest standards of professionalism so they can pay that forward wherever they go. We model professionalism ourselves, in our facilities, in grounds. We model the right way to treat each other and others. We set the standard in how we train. We set the standard in how we honor tradition and our heritage. We don't just graduate petty officers here. We don't just graduate designated seamen, graduate leaders, and dedicated professionals. We don't just punch the clock. We don't just come to work and leave. We continuously develop ourselves as leaders and as technicians, as professionals, to best serve our nation. I think it's true that impressions matter. And anyone who visits here, trains here, or lives here should experience a difference. And this Training Center staff, our shipmates, our colleagues, they're the ones that make that difference. Now, it makes work and life a pleasure to come to work every day with the best people in the world. And it makes life wonderful when you have the best family in the world. Now, again, you could all argue that your family is the best in the world, but it's my turn to have the mic. So I think my family is the best in the world, and we can talk about it in the discussion later. Karen, Ella, and Lauren, it's a
privilege
every day since I've been here and well before that. Now, we drove up from Virginia after only being there for a year, thinking we were going to be there for a lot longer. So we uprooted after coming from Boston to Alexandria, Virginia for a year, and we drove across the country, and we got on 101, and my family started looking at me like, where are you taking us? The rolling hills that I loved that they didn't. The golden hills that I loved that they didn't. Started getting further and further away from the city, further away from that urban environment that they like. And then we came into this area and there was strangely brownish water being watered all over the fields. what is going on? And then they got their first introduction to Sonoma Aroma. But they persevered through that and they have come to love this place. And it actually, surprisingly to me, after that first encounter with this area, they are going to miss it, and there's going to be some tears tomorrow as we leave. What made it so good for them was this community here, and I'm so thankful for a welcoming community. My family was embraced right away as neighbors and have enjoyed their 3 years, and I know when this place is in our rearview mirror, it's going to be tough. Now, one thing we didn't anticipate coming here was what a great church family we would find, and our St. Mark Lutheran Church family are scattered through the audience. I think some of them are over there. What a wonderful church. What a wonderful church family. They have made this such a great experience. They have helped us grow in our faith. They have helped me become a better leader here. And I don't know if they know how great of an impact they've had paying it forward throughout my job here and with our family. And I just thank you so much. You all just have been wonderful. And we will truly miss you. Karen has poured herself into supporting the local community. A lot of accolades are sent my way. Karen has been a volunteer for the school and the Spouse Association in this community. If any of you have children at Two Rock School and they enjoy pizza on Fridays or they enjoy their art and music classes, that's attributable to volunteers. And Karen has led a lot of those volunteers, been a participant, and there's a lot of people who volunteer there, but she has been front and center for a full 3 years to make sure that our children have a place to get a quality education. it's just been amazing to see her just blossom in that responsibility, and she's just done a great job. So, honey, thank you for being just a great person you are here. I think she was worried about being the captain's wife a little bit, but she's been herself, and she's been a participant, and she's been a contributor, and she's been wonderful. So, I'll promise to make the next place as good, but I can't promise you the weather, the Pacific Ocean, the good wine, cheese, or the ice cream. I'm sorry, but we're going to make it as good as it can be. And so my mother, my brother, thank you. You got a question, Steve? Go to Smitty's. but yeah. To my mom and my brother, thank you so much for being here. You've traveled all this way. They've been my biggest fan club for years. Showed up at all of these kind of events and have been wonderful. Thank you so much. And I know Dad would love to be here physically, but he's here with us. Thank you just for all you do to continue to inspire me and just for all you do for our family. Thank you so much. Now, for Paul, Elizabeth, Marguerite, PJ, and Regina, welcome to your home for the next few years. Karen, Ella, Lauren, and I hope you just have as great of an experience here as we did.
Yeah,
we hope it's just a wonderful place for you as it was for us. Your shipmates here and your community.
I know.
And everyone around you.
I'll
sure
still invite them.
You're going to do just fine. If I could have picked my replacement, which I couldn't, if I could have picked my replacement here to look for the best leaders to take on the baton of leadership here at Training Center, I would have chosen Captain Paul Flynn. So, Paul, I'm so glad you're here. I can't wait to hear the great things you're going to continue to do here. This workforce looks forward to your leadership, to your fresh ideas, and to your future along with you. Team Training Center Petaluma, it has been the privilege of a lifetime to serve with you. I will miss this place. I will miss all of you. I will miss our time together. Thank you for the million time for your service and sacrifice to making our nation safer and more secure. And farewell until our paths cross again. And if our paths cross again on a golf course, all the better.
You know,
again, for everyone who chose to spend part of your day here through my extended version of my remarks, thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all you do for this training center. You all are wonderful. It's just, if I could stay here forever and just see this crowd here in support of this training center, you all are wonderful. So thank you so much. I wish all of you, friends, family, shipmates, members of our congregation, I wish you all fair winds the following seas. And we have a few prominent aviators in the crowd, so please also enjoy fair skies. Thank you so much.